Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up from the NRIA.net studios in New York. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Tuesday, a question that I am now able to answer is, why do some Americans love wearing COVID masks? Why? Well, over the weekend, I traveled to upstate New York to see some foliage. I drove through the Catskill Mountains, that's Rip Van Winkle territory, and there were no masks. Didn't see any on the folks. But then I crossed the Hudson River and hoteled in Rhinebeck, New York, an old hippie town. Signs on many of the shops there demanded masks, even though there is no mandate in New York State for vaccinated folks. Upon investigation, I learned that many of the shopkeepers are very liberal and believe deeply that mask wearing is noble. It is good for the people who need to be protected by masks. So the mask wearing from the liberal shopkeepers was virtue signaling. Now, Rip Van Winkle and all the others on the other side of the river prefer fresh air. I am not knocking either side. You're an American. You're free to do whatever you want to do. But virtue signaling is big on the left. Now this.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.